He said, I taught what you taught me, and all 16 branches have agreed and been converted. All are changing their names to Church of Christ and following New Testament Church. We all agreed to follow the truth, not because we want to please you, but God who sent you to us. Wonderful when I'm able to be with brethren wherever I go. And I cover six southeastern states representing World Bible School, and Florida is fortunately one of them. So I'm glad to be with you tonight. But when we think about the people that we were just praying for, people suffering around the world, and people are passing away, and multitudes are passing away that are never mentioned in a church building. They're dying lost. And that's the mission of World Bible School, is to follow what Jesus has instructed us to do in the Great Commission, to take the gospel to the entire world, to teach people and to baptize them and to continue teaching them after they have become New Testament Christians. And that's what World Bible School is all about. Brethren like you that are assisting us and helping take that gospel to the world, because we offer a free Bible study in every nation around the world where it's allowed, at least. There are a few places like China and others that kind of try to prohibit what we do. But nonetheless, the Bible study is offered through the postal mail as well as on the internet. And we have just released a World Bible School light out last year, which gives people the opportunity to study without the use of internet. Now, they can download the lessons on their phones. They can go offline. They can fill out those lessons. They only need a Wi-Fi hotspot to upload their lesson to be graded by brethren like you and download the next lesson onto their phone. Since we did that, our number of students has exploded, because many people, I was telling Neil tonight, and I thank him for feeding me dinner tonight as we were able to get to know one another a little bit, but I was telling him that it doesn't matter how poor people are in the world, they usually have a phone, and that has been true basically everywhere I've gone. But certainly there are people that have the opportunity to study God's Word, and they can download those lessons while they're online, but then fill them out while they're offline. But this is what World Bible School is all about. It isn't about men like me or people from World Bible School that is doing the work. It's brethren like you that are actually doing the work. We're simply supplying the means and the resources for you to be able to accomplish this. So when we work together, as we work toward fulfilling the Great Commission, then it is a beautiful thing that we're able to accomplish. And we see that being done very much in congregations throughout the United States. But we have the printed lessons that are available, and I have samples of those out in the foyer if you haven't seen them, of course, and you probably have. The same material is offered online. People can download those lessons and study those on any kind of electronic device where they have internet access, and even on the phone when they don't have full-time internet access. The Connect program is something that you're also utilizing in your area, I believe, where you're able to target specific areas for evangelism. And I will tell you more about how that works in just a moment, but we also have a Methodist program, and all of this is listed in that catalog that you have in your hand. The Methodist program is a social media teaching tool that we have developed to try to reach the younger generations of the United States. And we also have the study Bible that's been available since, I think, 2017 when we released those. But now they're only available in New King James, and I'll explain why in a moment. We have some Bible curriculum that has developed in 9 or 13-week sections. So you can utilize those for a quarterly study system. But as we think about the Master Series, these are the 7 lesson booklets that are in the World Bible School's Master Series. Each one of those has a set of questions in the middle page, of course, that the students fill out and send those to their study helper for grading, and then you give them the next lesson for them to complete. But the 5th lesson, Born of the Water and the Spirit, all of these lessons are teaching the plan of salvation, but number 5 brings a student to the point of making a decision of whether they want to become a Christian or not, based upon their belief and obedience to the will of God. And then the latter 2 are designed to teach them and help them mature after they have become a Christian. Now, not everyone obeys the gospel when they complete lesson five. Many go on through the other two as well, which is fine because they're simply getting a rehash or a reteaching of the things that they have already studied in the previous lessons. Basically, those latter two booklets are based off the book of Ephesians, trying to mature them in Christ. But I want to tell you tonight about the new program that we have just released a few months ago called WBS Ocean Bridge. Now, we know that when COVID was going on back in 2020, the mail systems around the world were shut down, and that completely eliminated all World Bible School teaching by postal mail. There were still some online students, of course, that were being taught, but the lessons could no longer go back and forth. So we were trying to develop a method or a way that we might get around the postal mail, and WBS Ocean Bridge is the answer. If you think about how we are able to accomplish that, we set up some service centers in foreign countries around the world, and this one, by the way, is in Ghana, Africa. Congregation in near Nashville, Tennessee, sponsored this and paid for the setup of that, and they purchased them that truck that you see there. But they go out on the street corners and set up their stands. They recruit students, and then they send those students to that congregation. But they we're going to be able to print the lessons in country wherever the service centers are located. So there's not going to be any mailing of lessons back and forth across the ocean and taking weeks or sometimes months to get there. The students are going to be recruited by local Christians. Most of them are preachers that work and do this job for us. Some of them are on payroll, some are volunteers. But then the lessons are going to be distributed and picked up by those same people. So we are doing that in such a way to get around the long duration of the postal mail being slow and so forth. But those service centers, once they recruit the students are going to complete that first introductory lesson before any congregation like yours ever knows anything about that student. Because when we have that completed lesson, then they're going to scan that to our office in Cedar Park, Texas. And every congregation that is involved in using Ocean Bridge, for example, if your congregation wants to get on board with this, you tell World Bible School how many students you would like per month, and they will send you that amount. And it's going to be done by scan. They will receive that first completed lesson by scan. They will scan it to your congregation. And then your teachers within your congregation are going to grade that lesson, because when it gets to your congregation, it's going to be printed off on a paper just like you've always done. Those of you that are working with the postal system, you're going to have the same answer key, and you're going to set that down by the lesson and grade that. It is then going to be scanned back to our office, and we will forward it back to the service center from which it came. And then they will distribute that answered or graded lesson sheet back to their proper student along with the next lesson booklet. So all of this is being done to completely bypass the use of postal mail. Now, when we instituted this, we did some studies in a few countries before we actually implemented it, but it is being the lessons are being turned around much quicker. Students are able to complete all the lessons usually within a couple of months at the most, and it is going, our congregations like yours are going to receive a completed introductory lesson. No longer will you mail a booklet and hope that you receive something back. You're going to have an active student when you receive that first lesson. So then you simply grade that lesson and send it back, and it will be forwarded to your proper student, and then they'll receive the next lesson. Once they complete that, they will be picked up by our service centers, which in turn will fax it or scan it back to Cedar Park, and we will scan it on to you. So this is something that's going to be able to be done at half the cost, less than half the cost of what it takes to do the traditional method. Plus, it's going to decrease the time and the amount of time for a student to complete that. So these online lessons also is something that I want to tell you about, and I know many of you have already told me you don't do computer, so that's fine. But I do know that there are some of you that can and would like to be able to do that. The same material is offered online, and you can utilize any electronic device that you have where you can log on to the internet, even on your phone, and you can teach World Bible School lessons. Now, the study helper, to become a study helper, you can scan that QR code, or you can go to our website, worldbibleschool.net/teach, and fill out an application that will look much like this. You answer those questions on that page, because we do put you through a trial period, or not necessarily a trial period, but we want to make sure as we do background checks that you are a faithful member of the Lord's church before you're allowed to teach and represent World Bible School. Now, this is done, of course, to ensure that the truth is being taught, also to keep someone from pretending to be a genuine New Testament Christian and foul up the system. So they could lead some people astray by that trickery if they wanted to do that. But we put you through a background check and make sure you are a qualified Christian or verified Christian before you're qualified to be a study helper. Once you receive the email from World Bible School, they will issue you a PIN number that you can log into our website, worldbibleschool.org, and that's where you'll find the students. Now, you use that PIN number to log in initially, but then you have the opportunity to change that to any password that you want to use to log in with the next time. But once you log in, and this is my personal page here, and you're going to see some information at the top there of students, that number of students that you have. Those blue pin drops represent where your students are located on that map. But at the top of the page, there is a student button, a student board button. You click on that button, and it is going to bring up a list of names that will look somewhat like this, although I can't show you all the information that's on that page for the sake of blowing it up so you could read it. But it will show you the name of the individual. It will show you their gender. It will show you the location of that student. It will show you the mode of study they've chosen, and over on the right-hand side there, you see the Encourage button and the Adopt button. We want each student to receive at least three encouragements from three different study helpers. So if you are a good encourager, write you out an encouraging note to send to that student and click on that button and send it to them. But you can save that and use it repeatedly to send to various students anywhere you want to. But the mode of study is represented by a globe if they want to study the online lessons. Now, this may be on a computer, it may be on their phone, you don't know what necessarily they're using, but they want to do the online lessons. If there is an envelope, and we do have people that sign up to study through the postal mail, even though they use the internet to register as a student, that means that they want the postal lessons. So will you simply look that list over, and if you are a lady and you want to choose all female students to study with, that option is there. Of course, you see their gender, but you find the students that you're interested in adopting, you click on the red adopt button, and they become your student. You're asked to introduce yourself to them by a message, but they never see, and let me stress this very much, they never see your actual email address. So when you introduce yourself to that student, it's going to go through our system, and they're never going to receive any information about you other than what you tell them in that email or message that you send them. Now, I normally tell them where I live and married and have 5 grandchildren and glad you're studying with us, look forward to receiving your lessons, or just some generic something that we can begin a conversation with or a relationship. Do not give them your personal information about your address or phone number or email address or any of that unless you feel really comfortable with that student after you've studied with them a while. So just be kind of generic in your introduction and encourage them to do the lessons. Now, these lessons are available in every country around the world, but I want you to know about the Connect program, and I think you're utilizing this as well, but it gives you an opportunity to target any area of the world for evangelism. And you can have more than one area at the same time. For example, I have your congregation there at the center of that map. We will set this up for you at no cost to the congregation. We will advertise at no cost for you, but we will set it up with a 5-mile radius up to 100 miles. I think I have that probably at about 25 or 30 miles there. So you're not covering a lot of empty ocean out there. So you can set that up and you can have an opportunity to study with people locally. Now, if there are people in your area, and I know that you probably experience the same thing that I do back home in Alabama. If you go to a subdivision somewhere, there's probably a sign that says no solicitation. So you can't go door knocking necessarily like we used to do back years ago. So how are you going to reach those people? How are you going to evangelize those that are buried within a subdivision somewhere? Well, this is your key, because these free Bible studies are offered on the internet, and once they see that, if they're interested in studying the Bible, they can click on that. And by the way, they never see anything about your congregation unless you specify it. But they're going to see is an opportunity for a free Bible study through World Bible School. Now, once they register to become a student, then every teacher in your congregation, every study helper that you have that is registered with World Bible School will receive an email. The same email goes to all registered study helpers, whether they're your congregation or another sister congregation in town. Everyone gets the same email telling you that someone has registered within your target area. Whoever logs on first and adopts that student is the one who gets to study with them. So they may be from your congregation, they may be from congregation across town that is targeting the same area. So you've heard the term, the early worm gets the early bird gets the worm, I got that right. The early bird will get the student too. So this is how that works, and you can use multiple targets at the same time. For example, if you have missionaries in a foreign country that you are interested in trying to target where they are, you can set up a target at their location. And again, even though they are in a foreign country, every teacher in your congregation will receive an email about the student that has registered in that foreign country. You log on, you adopt that student, you begin to study with them. You talk about being a shot in the arm for those missionaries that are out there working all alone. Although they're not alone, God is with them, but we know that they feel lonely from time to time. To know that brethren back home that is helping support them are actively teaching people where they're located gives them a real encouraging boost. So you can use multiple areas, and again, this is free for you to utilize this tool. Also, the Methodist program that I mentioned, the social media teaching tool, we did some research a few years ago because we knew that the Lord's church was losing their younger generations, and we wanted to try to reverse that. So we did some research on the internet to see what are young people looking for. What are they seeking answers to? So from our research, the top 30 questions received a video. Those videos are designed to teach. Let me back that up. Those are designed to address each one of those questions, each one of these booklets. I have a sample of those in the foyer. We have 30 videos all together, and those booklets cover 10 each. This is for the study helper to use to guide the discussion with a group. You can invite a group to watch the video, and you're watching The Chosen at certain times here at the congregation. You can invite people to watch the video of Methodist. And then you get together in a group and you discuss that, and you can do this online and as a chat group or whatever. But we want to make sure that every group has a faithful Christian with one of these study helper books to guide the discussion and keep everything on track. Now, these are the titles, of course, of the booklets there if you can't read them. But these are available for purchase from World Bible School. You can buy the bundle, I think, for $19.95 or something like that. It's not very expensive at all. So if you're interested in becoming a mentor for the Methodist program and want to utilize that, you can register at methodist.org/teach and sign up to become a mentor. Now, the World Bible School Bibles that we had a few years ago are no longer available in the ESV, which we had initially, and those we were able to sell relatively at a low cost. But the people that own the ESV copyright saw our study helps that we have in the back, over 100 pages of study helps, and we teach the plan of salvation, and we teach the necessity of baptism for the remission of sins. And they said, we do not agree with that teaching, and you can no longer print our Bible. So we lost the opportunity to have those ESV Bibles, but we do have New King James available, and there's a $7.95 each plus shipping. You can order those from World Bible School. Of the Bible class curriculum, and I have samples of those out there on the rack in the foyer, These are designed, as I said, in 13 chapters, which fits perfectly into a quarterly study system. If you want to utilize those for your Bible studies or be able to purchase those for your own personal study at home, whatever. But they address a number of different topics and very good material. So you might ask the question, is World Bible School successful? I know that there are a lot of congregations, I even heard it from your congregation. We send out lessons, we're not getting a lot of response. Well, that sometimes is the case, and the New Ocean Bridge project that we have ongoing is certainly going to address that, because you're going to have an active student before you ever are in contact with that student. But I can tell you from personal reasons or personal experiences, the first mission trip that I ever made was in 1992 to the country of Ukraine. I had told my wife before the fall of communism, I said, I want to preach the gospel in Russia. And she said, you're crazy, they'll shoot you. Well, they might have, but nonetheless, God somewhat answered that prayer, because, as you know, the communism fell and things began to open up. And in 1992, I had the opportunity to go on a mission trip to the country of Ukraine. There were several groups that were going over there, and they were baptizing 200 plus people on some of these mission trips. And I signed up to go on one of those. But then when I went to a meeting that they were having to try to finalize the plans and everyone get their assignments and so forth, they found out that I was the only one from my congregation, because congregations were sending groups of 5 and 10 and so forth. I was the only one. They said, would you mind going to the far eastern end of Ukraine to baptize a guy? He signed up to take a World Bible School correspondence course through Eastern European missions shortly after the Iron Curtain had fallen. And he had completed the course, he had requested to be baptized into Christ, and he was so far away, no one would make the trip. They told me this story, and I said, well, how can I refuse? So he'd been waiting over a year for someone to come baptize him. So I went to Ukraine in 1992 to meet Yuri Koznogov, who lived in the city of Rovinki, which is now under Russian control, of course. But he was about 15 miles from the Russian border, and I made that trip to meet with him and studied with him and held 2 sessions a day. One, you might call it a gospel meeting at night, that we held at the library, invited everyone in town to come hear the gospel proclaimed. So at the end of the 2 weeks, we had baptized Yuri and 7 other souls and planted the Lord's church in a city that did not have one prior to my arrival. Yuri became a gospel preacher, and he was later working with Dima Kolomyets, who was my interpreter. I picked up Dima in the city of Kyiv on my way over. I needed an interpreter because I did not speak Russian. And Dima was a junior in college there at the University of Kyiv, and he could speak English. So he accompanied me on an 18-hour train ride and then another 3-hour bus ride to get to Rovinki. He listened to me preach for every day for 2 weeks, and on the way back on the train ride, he became very silent. And I was wondering, what is wrong with this guy? And then finally he said, when we get back to Kyiv, I want you to baptize me. Well, I found out that he was thinking very seriously, because, you see, he was living with a girl unmarried in the city of Kyiv. And he had been contemplating that relationship, but he dissolved that relationship. I baptized him in a lady's bathtub on the way back home. And Dima also became a gospel preacher. And together, he and I worked with him on several other mission trips that I made there. And we planted a church in 3 churches, actually, but we planted one in the city of Odessa, where he preached for 14 years, and it was still being used as a preacher training school until the Russians invaded last March, so that has ceased for the time being. But all of this was done through 21st Century Global Missions. It has a preacher training school there, but all this was done as a result of one World Bible School student. 2 gospel preachers and 3 congregations of the Lord's church. And I don't know the number of souls that were added in addition to that afterwards. But a great work was able to be done through World Bible School at that point. But then also, to bring you a little closer to date, last year I had the opportunity to go to Malawi, Africa, to meet this man, Alex Gunzalut. Our eldership at Decatur hired this man to recruit students specifically for our congregation. Now, Word Bible School has students in Malawi, yes. But we wanted a man that would work specifically with our congregation to recruit students, do the follow-up work for us. And they employed him about 4 years ago now, but up until last year, he is in the city of Blantyre down in the southern part of Malawi. We had had 85 baptisms through that work alone. Now, last year, I was able to make a trip to work with him and tried to do so before, and COVID prevented it, but also went to Zumba, which was an unplanned trip when I went initially. But I went to Blantyre to work with Tambala Church of Christ. That's where Alex is located, and our elders do Zoom calls with their elders and so forth, and we've helped them in various ways over the years. But when I was there, they usually have about 120 to 140 people on Sunday morning. They had 291 the day that I came because they wanted to see the American that was coming. So I was blessed to be able to meet with some of the chiefs and so forth, and had a wonderful time with them. But also invited all of our Royal Bible School students to come to a seminar that I was holding on Saturday in the city of Blantyre. And one of my online students that I had been studying with had completed the course, and he had requested to be baptized about 2 weeks before my trip. I contacted Alex, and Alex was not going to be able to get to him because he lived about an hour and a half away. And I told him, you just come to the seminar, and we will take care of that baptism on that occasion. So he was baptized into Christ at the end of the seminar there in Blantyre then. Another one of my online students that came to the seminar was Jewout William. Jewout was a Pentecostal preacher. And when he had registered to study the online lessons, I saw as he filled out the information that he was a Pentecostal preacher before I ever adopted him. But I began to study with him, and he had completed the course, and he had not obeyed the gospel, however, nor had he requested anyone to visit him. But there you see him receiving the Bible that we offer free to anyone who completes the course. So Alex was actually able to give him that Bible. But you also see in the background there, Jewout William Investment. This is his investment. He has a little grinder. He and his family graze peanuts, and he grinds those peanuts and makes peanut butter and sells it in the marketplace. So that is Jewout William's investment. But he came to the seminar along with his wife. And at the end of the day, when the seminar was finished, he approached me and he said, I've thoroughly enjoyed what you've taught me from the Bible today. I want you to come teach the same thing at my congregation. And I thought, wow, I get to go teach Pentecostals? Yes, I will do that. When can we set up a time? So we arranged a time for me to go to his home congregation and teach the Word of God. And when we went there, this is Alex translating for me. Now, they speak English, and all the road signs and everything are in English because this used to be an English country, but they prefer their own language, and they can understand it better. So Alex was interpreting for me as I was teaching there. And by the way, they sit ladies on one side, men on the other. You can't see the men. They're out of the picture there. But I was teaching the Word of God there. Jewout told me to come, and he would give me 2 hours. Well, at the end of the 2 hours, he stood up and he said, this is too good to stop. You just go as long as you want to, and we'll be here listening. And by the way, you folks, I don't know what time you get out, but I hope you're still here listening when I finish. But anyway, I spoke the Word of God for about 3.5 hours there at that Pentecostal congregation, and I asked if there was anyone that was ready to be baptized into Christ. Jewout stood up and he said, I'm going to be the first one. Praise God, this was a Pentecostal preacher obeying the gospel. Baptized him and his wife and 10 other people from that congregation. Then, after Jewout was baptized, he said, there is something that you do not know about me. I not only was a Pentecostal preacher, but I'm also, or have been at least, I've been a Pentecostal bishop. And I am responsible for overseeing 16 congregations, and I want you to come teach this to every one of them. And again, I thought, God, what kind of door have you opened here? 16 congregations of the Pentecostals he wants me to come preach the gospel to. And I said, Jewout, I would love to, but time will not permit. I don't have the time to go to all 16. He said, well, at least come to one more next Sunday. Well, I was supposed to preach at the Church of Christ again, but I spoke to the elders there, and they said, if you have an opportunity to go preach to the Pentecostal, you go. We'll forgive you, brother. So I went to another Pentecostal congregation, and we baptized three ladies there. But we had village Bible studies. The Tambala congregation is not in downtown Blantyre. It's about 25 miles, actually, up in the mountains from southern Blantyre. So we went up into those villages and had daily Bible studies, and you see the people, they would just sit on the ground and allow me to teach the Word of God. They would come out of their huts and sit there and listen for hours. The first village we went to had six that were baptized at the end of that study, and I was thinking, Lord, this is too good to be true, because you're just opening one door after another. Well, the next day we had 12 baptisms at the next village, and I was over the top at this point. I could not believe what God was doing as we were teaching the Word of God. We had 19 baptisms at the next village. And then I thought, God, this is just too good to be true. I've been on several mission efforts before. Never had I seen this kind of reception to the gospel of Christ. Well, guess what? The next day we had 27 baptisms. So God was doing a great work in Malawi, Africa, and I could not believe it, because this was too good to be true. But then we went to a village that was over the mountain, actually, and this was in a place where the Catholics had an orphanage. There were orphans everywhere in this village. But as we came over the mountain, and this required a four-wheel drive vehicle, by the way, to even get through those mountainous roads. But as we were coming over the mountain, they could see us from afar. And they began to line up the pathway, the little road that led into their village. And they were out there beating on their bongo drums and singing and chanting all the way into the village, giving us a welcome as we came down the road. And I was embarrassed. I thought, God, I don't deserve this. Please make it stop. Because this was just too overwhelming for this little country boy from Alabama. But we went into that village, and they had a table set up in front, and they performed for us a little bit there. And I guess you would call them the mayor of the city, introduced me and allowed me to speak the Word of God for about an hour and a half or so. Well, actually, I think we went 3 hours there too. But anyway, there were seven people that were baptized in that village. So God planted the church there in that city. But Kimbenji was where Juap William had wanted me to go on the following Sunday. And you can see it is in a very beautiful region. You can see the mountains behind there. But I was able to speak at this Pentecostal church. You can see how elaborate it is. Very nice padded pews and so forth. But these people were very primitive, had no electricity. But they listened to the Word of God being taught. And this is where we had three baptisms, three ladies that were baptized on that occasion. Now, it did not stop there, however, because as the mission continued and we were having those daily Bible studies before I left, we had had 80 total baptisms. And I was thinking, God, you are working marvelously in this country. Please, please allow me to come back someday. So when we returned home, Juap was wanting me to go to those 16 congregations, remember? And I said, Juap, you are going to have to teach these people the gospel. And I said, I will provide you with the materials that I've been teaching. And I went to a copying store, and I ran him copies of everything that I'd brought with me. Sermon outlines, Bible studies, everything. And I left them with him, and I said, you're going to have to teach them. So that Saturday, after I returned home, he was meeting with all 16 congregations. Now remember, he was a bishop. They looked up to him as their leader. So he had a meeting with all 16 of them. He taught the gospel as I had shown it to him. And he sent me this email. Well, that's offset a little bit there. He said, I taught what you taught me, and all 16 branches have agreed and been converted. All are changing their names to Church of Christ and following New Testament Church. We all agreed to follow the truth, not because we want to please you, but God who sent you to us. Brethren, I can honestly tell you there were some tears flowed down his face. Tears of joy. because 16 congregations of people had been converted out of the denominational error and were now New Testament Christians. What a door God had opened. And guess what? Juhout was one World Bible School student that I had the privilege of teaching. Now, God did some marvelous things there, and from those 16 congregations, we enrolled all of them in World Bible School lessons, and those were sent to our congregation for grading. And we also gave them World Bible School Bibles, which I had gotten my elders to purchase and send over before my trip. Because most of these, at the most, probably two or three people out of a congregation were all that even owned a Bible. Now, they're available, but they can't buy them because they're so poor. So we gave these people a Bible. Many of them had never owned one in their life. But then after a period of time, about 2 weeks, Juhout began to send me requests for Chichewa Bibles, which is their native language. He said, these people appreciate so much the Bibles that you gave, but they want Bibles in their own language because they can understand them better. And I went back to my elders and I said, I know we spent a lot of money sending Bibles over there, but they're begging for Bibles in their own language. And my wonderful elder said, how many are we talking about? They didn't say how much they're going to cost. How many do we need? Now, up until this point, I had not inquired from Juhout how many people were involved in those 16 congregations that were converted, because that was God's work with Juhout now. It wasn't me. But then I had to go back and inquire, how many Bibles are we talking about? We weren't talking about Bibles. We were really talking about souls. And this is the number he sent me. 389 Pentecostals had been converted. And since that time, Juhout and Alex have been working together, visiting all these churches and baptizing people and baptizing family members and so forth, and there have been over 600 conversions since my trip last summer. That, my friends, is how World Bible School works. That's how effective World Bible School is. When the gospel is presented to people with honest hearts that will receive it, they will obey it. And it gives us the opportunity to find those people and to reach them. So you might ask, what can I do? Well, first of all, you can pray for the World Bible School work. We appreciate so much your prayers, but you can also become a teacher. Your brethren here need you to help teach the gospel to people around the world. And hopefully, if God has blessed you, you can give to help support this ministry. I have out there in the foyer some cards. That's the front and back of those cards. Don't want to take away anything from your normal contribution to the congregation here, but each one of those cards have on there a place that you can see the sowing the seed member. You can be a monthly donor, not just a one-time giver, but you can become a monthly donor by specifying what amount you would like to give, and you can do that through a credit card or bank draft or however you choose. But pick up one of those cards, fill out the front and the back, and put it in the envelope, make any checks out to World Bible School, and we will put that money to work to help spread the gospel around the world. And we appreciate so very much congregations like you that help support us, help teach, and help spread the word of God, because this is what it's all about. Our partnership of working together for the cause of Christ. Now, the brother mentioned that I might entertain some questions.
You got 3 minutes. Questions, anyone?
If someone has a long question, I won't have a very long answer.
I want to just, while y'all are thinking about your questions, I want you, the congregation, to know that Ron and Diane Moore are leading up an effort with World Bible School already. We're already working with them. So if you got some questions for Ron and Diane, what they're doing, they'll be glad to answer them as well. Anyone else?
Got two down here.
Thank you. My question is about the Muslim course substitutions. It says that they're used as replacements for the God Has Spoken and Knowing Jesus within the Master Series. So why exactly is that?
Okay, we have two Muslim supplemental courses that are used if a student registers and they tell us that they're Muslim. They have, you know, they mark their religion on the application when they sign up. But if they are Muslim, we recommend that the study helper use those two Muslim booklets that we have rather than the traditional way of just assuming that they know Jesus as God's son or whatever. This will teach them that Jesus is God's son.
What is the average time commitment for the average teacher? So somebody considering if they want to do this, how many hours would you say in a week it would take to do it?
Well, I can tell you, if you want to be an online teacher, it takes less than 5 minutes per student to grade their lesson and send them a reply or, you know, any comments that you want to send to them. Less than 5 minutes per student. Right.
They identify the questions that student misses, and you go back and grade that and add your comments or the built-in comments.
Right.
And it's very fast.
Yes.
I'm carrying 16, by the way.
Pardon?
I'm carrying 16 right now, and I'm not pressed for time.
Well, I already told you, I cover 6 Southeastern states, World Bible School, and I usually carry about 40 students. So that's not an overload either. So you can do as many students as you have time, but it doesn't take very much time for any of them.
We've already had one good result from a student that lives over in Hudson. And I had referred him to the Trinity Church over that way because he's closer to them. And I gave him their preacher's, their minister's phone number, and he was supposed to call him and make an appointment to go in. So it's already working in our area.
Okay, very good.
Any other questions? Well, I want to thank Steve for coming and sharing. Oh, we got one more in the back. Okay.
How do you refer other churches to the World Bible?
I'm not sure I understand.
So she's wanting to get another church involved with World Bible School. I think that's your question, right? And she wants to know how to do that. What I would suggest is when you get done tonight, get his card and get him in touch with the church there. And he'll be glad to answer those questions.
If we could get the shepherds down. Steve, thanks so much for enlightening us about what World Bible School is doing. Clearly, God is at work. As our closing effort, let's all stand together as we join the elders in praying over Brother Steve. Father God, thank you for this man. Thank you for World Bible School. What a joy to see God working through Steve. All the efforts that he's made. Father, I just ask that you would bless him in the works of WBS. And where possible, God, we hope that tonight you have touched hearts to join the effort with WBS, serving you and giving you the honor. What a joy it is to know that Steve is using your gifts, your talents to him, and to the organization support. Thank you for the effort that World Bible School has made in coming into the 23rd century with the capabilities that Steve described for us tonight. Help us, Lord, to be all we can be for you. And may we look at how we can connect to others. Bless us, God. Bless us, Steve, and bless World Bible School. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.